Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Governor Greg Gianforte says the state is continuing to follow the policy of aggressively attacking wildland fires as quickly as possible this summer, working with local fire departments in a policy that's kept the vast majority of fires smaller in recent years. Montana DNRC says there have been more than 29,000 acres burned this year, but that's a relatively low midsummer number by historic standards and spread over 1,100 blazes. And just a handful of those fires have been over 100 acres, and Gianforte says that's because of the rapid response.
We've aggressively attacked all fires, and DNRC, I'm so proud of them. Last year they kept well over 95% of the fires under their control to less than 10 acres. And it just costs less to fight small fires than it does big fires. So we pursue an aggressive attack.
Gianforte says the state is monitoring the huge fires breaking out in our neighboring states and has already sent some teams to assist under mutual aid agreements while still making personnel available here if fires should start. Montana is still politically considered a red state, but a new analysis by Newsweek suggests President Trump's approval rating is slipping here in the Treasure State, mirroring a trend the report continues to see in many states. The website comes to the conclusion analyzing the latest Civics online tracking poll of more than 117,000 registered voters. That's across the country, comparing the president's support now in mid-July with the same polling when he started his second term in January of 2025. According to that poll, President Trump had a net approval margin of plus 15 with Montanans when he returned to the White House. But Newsweek says the latest report shows that slipping to 0.6, a swing of 9 points by this summer. That compares with plus 24 points in Wyoming this month, down from plus 47 in January 2025.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.